Fear of exaltation. One reason Ellen shrank from the trying ordeal was that she recalled the experience of some entrusted by God with large responsibilities who became proud. She feared that this might be a danger to her. She envisioned discussed it with the angel. If I must go and relate what thou hast shown me, she pleaded, preserve me from undue exaltation. Replied the angel, your prayers are heard and shall be answered. If this evil that you dread threatens you, the hand of God will be stretched out to save you, by affliction he will draw you to himself and preserve your humility. Deliver the message faithfully. Endure unto the end and you shall eat the fruit of the tree of life and drink of the water of life. With this assurance in her heart, Ellen committed herself to the Lord, ready to do his bidding whatever that might be or whatever the cost. This experience must have taken place in mid-January, 1845. How quickly Providence opened the way for her to enter into her work. Ellen had two married sisters living in Poland, Maine, about 30 miles north of Portland. One, Mary, was married to Samuel Foss. In late January he had business in Portland, and while he was in the city he called at the Harmon home. He told Ellen that Mary was eager that she should come and visit her. I thought this was an opening from the Lord, she later wrote. She decided to go with him to Poland. In the bitter cold and in spite of her feeble health, she made the 30-mile journey with her brother-in-law, crouched on the bottom of the sleigh with a buffalo robe over her head. When she reached Poland, she learned that there would soon be a meeting of the Adventists at the little chapel on McGuire's Hill. Mary invited Ellen to attend. She consented, and at the meeting stood to relate what God had shown her in vision. For 5 minutes she spoke in only a whisper, then her voice broke clear and she addressed the audience for nearly 2 hours. This was the first occasion that she told of her first vision outside of Portland. She reported, in this meeting the power of the Lord came upon me and on the people. She stated, when my message was ended my voice was gone until I stood before the people again, when the same singular restoration was repeated. I felt a constant assurance that I was doing the will of God, and saw marked results attending my efforts.